One of our listeners says she's heard stories about a freeway spur running through Milwaukee's Central City in the 1960s, impacting what she says were vibrant neighborhoods at the time. She wanted to know more. So I looked into how the freeway construction conversation started. I met with the curator and operations manager at the Milwaukee County Historical Society. Ben Barbera says talks about a freeway system began as early as the 1920s.
As automobiles were becoming more popular, they realized that the street system wasn't designed for automobile traffic, and there was a lot of gridlock and other issues happening as more and more people were driving. But it wasn't until the 1940s that the city really started to begin planning for an expressway system.
Barbera says additional factors contributed to the freeway plan. There was a post-World War II economic boom as soldiers returned home. Some people moved to the suburbs, but still needed to get downtown to their jobs. Planning and construction got underway, and most of the major freeway construction was completed in the 1960s. Barbera says the freeway routes we drive today reflect the vision that leaders had years ago.
So you've got the north-south and then east-west routes of 94 and 894. Those were the ones that they've identified primarily, and then north-south route is now 43 running up to the northern areas.
It's the I-43 route that runs through Central City neighborhoods, which were at the time, and still are, predominantly African-American.
Roughly between 1960 and 1969, roughly 17,000 homes were dislocated, for lack of a better term, eradicated. Business numbers are a little bit harder to pin down, but it could be as many as 1,000 businesses were affected. And these were everything from, you know, a small barbershop up to some medium-sized manufacturing plants that were in the area.
The freeway did not run through Bronzeville, then the city's premier African-American business and entertainment district. However, the nearby construction did impact the district. It wasn't just African-Americans who felt the effects of the I-43 project. But Barbera says they were disproportionately affected compared to the German, Jewish, and white residents who had lived in the area. Andre Lee Ellis was a child at the time and remembers the neighborhoods changing.
And my parents were very much so ones that would talk with us about what was going on in the world, in life. I could tell that there was something not good about it.
Ellis's family was living in the Lapham Projects on 6th and Brown during that time. He says at first people were excited by the thought of the new expressway and what it would do to ease congestion. But soon they noticed the consequences of the road construction.
It was more where, you know, you could intentionally see that they were interrupting the progress of Black people. Black people were making progress. Businesses were there. And all of that was interrupted when the expressways came.
Ellis says the expressway disconnected Black people by running right through neighborhoods and slicing east-west streets in half. He says that harmed commercial business, sending consumers elsewhere. Ellis says he remembers how that made him feel.
I remember thinking this is the first time that I realized the word poor and how poor people were treated. Poor, we poor. That's how they do poor people. You know, that's how they do us. That's what I kept hearing.
As more and more people started to see the downside of the freeway construction, they pushed back at plans for additional stretches. Claiborne Benson, executive director of the Wisconsin Black Historical Society, says Black people began to picket, and other communities responded as well.
The white citizens in the Wauwatosa area saw all of the demolition and the construction going on, said, stop, no more. And they put pressure on the system to say, we will not be forwarding through with this project.
Construction on other freeway projects stopped completely in the early 70s. Today, we still drive on roads that were meant to be connected to the freeway. And you can still find maps that show the much more extensive freeway system that planners originally had in mind. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.